Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Professional CPA Brett Nickel with Van Manen Zietstrom Myra Nickel joins us on today's program to talk about preparing for tax time.
Tax season is upon us once again, and many people, especially this year, have a bit of a different look, or at least feel like they do, after some major legislation federally. However, 2017, as we understand it, is business as usual. First of all, let our listeners know what they need to be doing right now, right after the end of the year, especially as they get ready to come prepare and file.
Sure. Yeah, like you said, I think this year is kind of a different year in that we're looking at a lot of changes on our way for 2018, but we still kind of have to get 2017 out of the way first. You know, this time of year, it's a good time to just kind of sit down and review, what happened with your 2017 finances. Maybe take a look back at your 2016 return even, and then just kind of see what all information is going to need to go on that tax return. Likely at this point, you're going to be waiting on a lot of tax forms, W-2s and 1099s and all sorts of fun stuff like that. But it's good to be prepared and be looking out for those things. It's a lot easier not to lose them if you know what's coming before it shows up in your mailbox. So this is a good time just to kind of review everything you had happen in the last year and start making a list of what you're looking for and what all you're going to need to be able to file that 2017 tax return.
Well, and especially as people may be a little bit confused, this is maybe where the tax experts come on in and can lend a helping hand. What are really just some of the key benefits in your mind? Obviously, you're a bit biased, but what are some of those key benefits of having someone else look at your taxes and having a preparer here, especially one that may be local, take a look at your taxes?
Yeah, I think it's just the environment we have right now for taxes is a very complicated one. It's ever-changing. And there's just a lot of ins and outs and little rules that are easy to overlook. It's a full-time job, I guess, to stay on top of tax law and regulations and to make sure you just get the most money back that you can possibly get. And that's where a tax preparer is really worth the money, in my opinion. There's just a lot of things that we see that we can help to make suggestions for you. You know, even looking ahead and planning, you know, it's beyond just being able to get the right numbers on your tax return. It's looking at your overall financial picture and saying, you know, hey, if you did this and this and this differently, you might be saving some money in taxes.
And as we look at, you know, getting ready to meet with a preparer, what are the things that people should have ready with them and make sure they have everything of when they come to meet with you when that filing period does start here later this month?
Sure. Again, it's going to be all that information that you're hopefully now thinking about organizing and looking for. All your income information, anything you have as far as deductions, certainly any kind of tax form that goes to the IRS, we want to make sure we have that so we can be matching it up and we get the right information on your return. And beyond that, just any questions you might have. If you're not sure whether something's deductible or not, or whether you're doing something right, bring that information along to your preparer, because that's where you're really getting the benefit of having someone else prepare your taxes.
Well, and of course, as we've alluded to, 2018 is going to be a very different scene after the U.S. Senate, House, and President Trump signed a new tax law into effect that starts with this tax year in 2018. What are some of the key changes, just overarching, that you've seen so far? And ultimately, what do people need to be doing now to start preparing for these changes that are implementing this year?
You know, I think as you're preparing your 2017 returns, probably a good opportunity to think about how these tax changes are going to affect you in 2018. The biggest changes is just a general lowering of the tax rates. That should be beneficial for everybody. For individuals, the biggest change is they're going to be doubling the standard deduction amount and doing away with personal exemptions and then expanding the child tax credit. And what this means is there's probably a lot of folks now who itemize their deductions and are using charitable donations and mortgage interest, state and property taxes, who might not use those things anymore because they're going to get a double standard deduction. So it'd be a good time when you're doing your 2017 return to see where are you at on that spectrum and how might that affect you in the coming year.
Again, that goes back to maybe the benefit of having a tax preparer. As I understand it, your office is still kind of working on that and trying to find everything that's in that bill. Why do you think that's still such an important key? And what are some of the things that you're going to continue, you think, to learn throughout the year?
Yeah, I guess at this point, you know, we've spent quite a bit of time already kind of watching it as it's developed. There's been a lot of changes on the way, some last minute changes even to get it passed. And so we've been trying to work really hard on just seeing how that's going to impact our clients. I think at this point, we have a pretty good handle on the general workings of the bill, but I'm sure that as this year develops, as IRS works through the bill and starts deciding how they're going to enforce some things, there are probably going to be some changes yet, even throughout the year, that might affect people, certainly business people especially. There's some very major changes for business taxes in the law, And it'll be interesting to see how some of those things get enforced, how they get interpreted. But yeah, we work very hard, I guess, to stay on top of that and try and be in communication with our clients as much as we can so we can help them stay ahead of the game, I guess you'd say.
Once again, that was Brett Nickel with Van Mon and Seatstra Meyer Nickel. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.